of gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash.
Pink Floyd to open the door today. I need to do that once in a while. You know, I got to tell you, my unbelievable late nights have been leading me to some absolutely amazing music. And I have saved so much of it that, we'll be doing some things with it. Good evening. Tuesday night, Jeff Bennett here. Edge of Darkness. Protecting your wealth. It is a Tuesday night. You know, I don't know if I made a comment about this last week or whatever the case may be. I've lost track. We've got about 2,200 illegal invaders a week coming in just to Texas. Arizona has said enough is enough. They're going out there doing some business on the wall themselves. But something came to pass. Something came across me today that I guess didn't hit me. I began doing some posting on Sierra Madre Precious Metals over the weekend or getting some things ready. And this one didn't hit me until today, but you wonder how many people are human child traffickers that are coming across the border. People that are being paid under the table with relatively small amounts of money to bring drugs into this country. And then I see this headline that Walgreens is now offering new pharmacists a big signing bonus in an effort to counteract their staffing shortages. Look, I've got a Walgreens less than a mile from my house, which is where I usually pick up my meds. My God, they're closed on Saturday. They can't get enough people working in there. And one of the best gals they got working there, you know, dispensing her stuff, is this really hot-looking black chick that I'm always teasing about getting together with her for lunch over at Taco Bell, because she goes over there with her boyfriend all the time. And she laughs, and we got a couple of good giggles. I pick up my goods, and I leave. Well, you know that a pharmacist job pays a medium salary of $128,570. So that was based on last year. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Numbers kind of similar to the average salary for a Walgreens pharmacist. They pull in about $133,000 a year. How can they not get people to work getting paid that kind of money? So Walgreens has come up with a sign-up bonus that they're hoping is going to entice prospective employees for these jobs, because they're having a hard time filling them. Nobody wants to work. Walgreens is offering $75,000 to recruit pharmacists. Well, I guess you could consider these illegals that are crossing the border to be pharmacists in one form or another, couldn't you? What a joke. Inflation hitting America's grocery bills. Food prices accelerate. July alone, they popped up 13.1%. This is crazy. How are people going to be able to survive like this? There's three warning signs about the economy that are coming out of America's top companies. At first look, American companies seem to be doing just fine in the face of high inflation, rising interest rates, but look underneath the surface. There's potential warning signs about the economy. These kind of things have got the country's top execs feeling just a little bit nervous. 453 of the top 500 companies comprising the S&P 500 have reported earnings, and about 75% did better over the April to June quarter than Wall Street expected. Now, that's kind of a remarkable show of strength, given that they had to navigate a challenging economic environment, a time when the country was dealing with its highest inflation in about 40 years. And the Federal Reserve just kept on hiking interest rates, didn't they? Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You know, this whole Biden regime is full of so much caca. Oh, Joey and his missus went out to a little beach house for the weekend to party and all that kind of stuff, and she couldn't come home. She's got COVID. Oh, my God. 70-some years of old, she dresses like an idiot. You know, if the economy was as good as the demon craps like to tell us it is, then inflation was 0% in July. And if that's the case, then why do we need the Inflation Reduction Act? They counter every statement they make. They're lying out of both sides of her mouths. But you know, one of the most tragic things that I have witnessed in a very long time, I've made no bones about it. I was born in the Kettle Marine Territory of Wisconsin. That's where the name of my company comes from, Kettle Marine. And I've shared this story many times over the years. That 1996, just before I had to establish a corporate structure because of a company I work for, that their attorney said, no, you don't want to be writing checks to people. You got to be writing checks to corporations. And the night before, I still had no idea what I was going to call my corporation. I sat down, was going through a box of old family papers and the picture of my grandfather and his girlfriend, Thea, at a coin show. And it was the local newspaper, et cetera, which was the official newspaper of the Kettle Marine Territory. So that's when I made the decision, Kettle Marine, because I still consider Wisconsin to be my home. It's where I was born. I spent only the first 3 years of my life living there, but I spent the next 13, 14 years with as many weekends, as many summer and winter breaks, et cetera, as I could up there. It's what I love. But one of the things that we continue to read and keep in mind that this was a farming area. I used to walk into town 5 miles from my grandpa's house into Eagle, Wisconsin. And grandma would come in to go shopping and pick me up at the IGA. And, of course, they had an attached walk-through little, like a little soda fountain type thing. And the IGA had good food, and, you know, that's all they serve is food. You go to a grocery store today, they got clothing, they got everything. Forget it. Nonsense. But walking that 5 miles, I'd go by the Arndorfer's farm and Ted and his wife's family's place, and Ted worked with my grandfather with the Stifel Lamp Company in Chicago. And I'd go by these cornfields, and come about July when things were starting to get real ripe, and just before they get to picking and to harvesting, I'd pick up a ear of corn right off the stalk, eat it raw. Farms. And today things have never been harder for America's farmers and ranchers than they are right this minute. And their relentless hard work keeps us fed, but now many of them are being financially ruined by the forces beyond their very control. The costs for fertilizer, for farm equipment, and diesel fuel have spiraled to absolutely absurd heights, and meanwhile, extremely bizarre weather patterns are making it almost impossible to operate successfully in many parts of this nation. Because of it, a lot of farmers and ranchers have already gone out of business. And many more will not go out of business in the months ahead unless some sort of a miracle happens. You know, back in 1990, there was approximately 5.7 million family farms in this country, but at that time, the total population of the country was just 76 million people. Now it's close to twice that amount. Of course, a lot of them prefer to eat tacos, but that's another story. Sad. Something else came before me late last night. And all these stories that I'm introducing you to are theoretically posted on Sierra Madre Precious Metals today. However, I was notified earlier today that the migration of all four of our websites is in the very deep process. Some of the things that I published late last night aren't going to show up there today. It's like they disappeared, except they didn't. I've got them. I spent an hour and a half on the phone with GoDaddy today. The migration process is moving along very well. My concern is the first website I wanted done turns out to be the last one that's going to be completed, and that's drkelly.info. I've had to go on Bluehost, who was my server for a year and a half. I couldn't stand them. And I've had to unlock it so that these guys could connect and bring all the records over to GoDaddy. Well, I'm on the phone with GoDaddy today, and there's no record that's ever been released. So I gave her some information. She went in there. She unlocked it and instantly began to transfer and migrate. And three of the four sites are allegedly done now, but it could still take 2 to 3, 4, 5 hours before all this will get straightened out. And I got a text mail from Justin Smith shortly before going on the air that he's tried to connect on 10 articles from the last few days, and every one of them is not there. So we could wind up losing some stuff. That's how it goes. So bear with us. I've tried to do all I could to ensure that we don't lose stuff because of the process, but apparently I've misunderstood some of their requirements, and we'll have to watch and see what happens. But this particular headline came up talking about the end games. There's so much of this stuff that we're facing today, the end game. And today the end game is the total control of the slaves with a cash-free system. Those at the top who fully control a central bank digital currency, or we'll call it a CBDC. And once they roll it out, it's game over for the slave class. That's you and I, brother. Yeah, sister. We be taking it to shows. So we got this executive order, number 14067, signed by Joey. And it's now given the ruling class the power to create CBDCs, distribute them as will, take them for what you want. take them from you when they want, and just shut it off if you do something they don't like. There's an author named Robert Kiyosaki. Wrote a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And Kiyosaki has called this executive order communism in its purest form. He's encouraging Americans to stay awake, but I'm afraid that that's not part of the game plan. Because I think most Americans are fast asleep. Communism in its purest form? Now, friends, this is way beyond communism. This is permanent and overt slavery. And these people are no longer hiding it. We're not free. And they intend to make all of this permanent. All of this is, at least based on what I'm seeing, been published on Sierra Madre Precious Metals, along with a very interesting video. Once again, if you go to Sierra Madre Precious Metals at all, I might suggest that you clean your history out, clean your cash out, and then when you finally get there, hopefully it's going to be the final and finished site. I posted a very interesting video today. And many of you know I post videos on my so-called Double Eagles headlined category, but they're usually of a musical venue. Could be blues, could be rock and roll, could be jazz, Nancy Wilson, it's a wide range of things. Ella. And I'll tell you what, it's finally caught up with me. I'm dragging butt. I just want to fall asleep sitting here. Can't do that, though. But I posted a video. It's an old cartoon that was made in 1948 called Make Mine Freedom. And this cartoon warned us against the dangers of ism, communism, socialism, fascism. Commissioned by the Extension Department of Harding College out of Searcy, Arkansas. I don't even know if they exist any longer. The animation studio was John Sutherland Productions. The directors were, get this, Hanna-Barbera. Joseph Hanna and William Barbera. The producer was a guy named Fred Quimbley. One way or the other, I will have the video showing because I've gone in and completely replicated everything I've just shared with you, and I've got the ability to reinstall it if necessary. Now, that's all the headlines I've posted in a couple of days, but I've discovered that I can't afford the time to create new patterns every day. So what I'm doing now is probably doing by the week, and I keep adding things to it. As I was doing some testing with a couple of the websites the last few days, there were certain things I was looking for. And on Sierra Madre Precious Metals, just as I have done on Kelly, I'm in my publishing mode, the special program. You can't get to it, but I have to. And so on Sierra Madre, I decided to go ahead and open up a section called All Pages, or All Articles, or whatever the heck they call it. All Posts. And I went back, all the way back to the very first page when we first started each of these websites. And I came across a very unique article, originally published in 2011. And I started reading it and said, wow, What a cool dude, man. Guy knew exactly what to say and how to say it and get the idea across. So we're going to share some of this with you. The article is entitled Gold. And the only answer is that there is no answer. The author begins asking a question as to whether or not gold is in a bubble. Because this is the one question that has been discussed in every financial website since quite a while now. Oh, it's up, it's down, it's going to go here, it's going to go there, and somebody else says, oh, you're all crazy, And so commentators take opposing views. They call for tops. They prognosticate further upside for the yellow metal. But who has, if anyone, answered accurately the initial question of whether gold is in a bubble? Well, in order to understand that, we must first define what a bubble is. And one of the most logical ways to define a bubble is to look at the fair value of the asset in question and compare the current market value with that fair value number. Now, if the current market value is significantly higher, than presto, bubbled it is. And then all this begs the question as to what is the fair value of gold? But to answer that question, we don't need a PhD in quantitative finance. We just need to go back to the economics class in high school. Of course, we might recall that the price of a commodity, very simply, is the intersection point of its supply curve and demand curve. Yeah, but who knows, if anyone. The supply and demand curves for gold to an acceptable degree of accuracy. Oh, no, indeed, my friends, that they're no one knows what is the demand for gold, let alone draw the demand curve accuracy. A lot of this has to do with the fact that today, when one uses the term demand, one does not merely mean demand from end users. Demand today means the demand for everyone who wishes to purchase gold in whatever form, physical or paper and jewelry, whatever the case may be. And all of this includes short-term traders, long-term asset managers, central banks, ETF managers, and folks like you and I. Individual investors. Of course, my idea of being an investor is I'm investing for security. I'm not investing for the purposes of making money, but I'm investing for the purposes of making damn sure that I got money left over when it all goes to hell. And it's getting there real quick, isn't it? But the demand that all of these participants will create is not something anyone can estimate with any degree of accuracy. And so the bottom line is that no one knows what the demand for gold is, and therefore knows what the fair value of gold is. So hence, and this might be anticlimactic to some, but no one really knows whether gold is in a bubble or not. But then you see, I don't really care. I never have. When I bought my first two pieces of gold in 1960 when I was 12 years old, there were two 20-mark German gold pieces. I've never stopped. because I understood it early on. What does this truly mean, that there really is no objective way to know whether gold is in a bubble or not? What it really means is that gold is a perfect candidate for hand-waving bull arguments, arguments that have little numerical foundation. And when I say numerical, I'm not referring to the exhaustive numerical analysis submitted along with a piece of research such as the that the same is accepted as a research paper in a journal. These arguments, which cannot be supported even on the basis of the back of the envelope math, they do not yield any clear nor objective numerical conclusion about the fair value of an asset, any asset. But, my friends, these arguments sound perfectly logical on a qualitative level, and which, importantly, cannot be negated. And that is the crux of the matter. Bull arguments that are qualitatively logical sounding cannot be readily disproved or readily bought into during bull runs, in other words, during the mid to late 1990s. And back then it was believed that the tech industry was a new type of industry and did not depend on traditional economic concepts when it came to generating profitability. Oh, hey, baby, that means that word, profitability. No. Valuation metrics such as price to click were used to forward bull arguments in favor of dot-coms that had no revenues. Let alone profits. You see, gold has been backed by many such hand-waving arguments over our lives. Some of them include that, number one, it is a safe haven, and we're in a period of extended financial market turmoil. Or secondly, that it's a hedge against inflation, and we are in a period in which we will see high inflation. And thirdly, that it's an under-owned asset. Investors have only begun to warm up to gold. And fourth, the dollar is falling and gold is denominated mostly in dollars. Ooh. Unbelievable, isn't it? But there's a fifth entry here. That all fiat currencies have failed, and gold is the only alternative. That is the reason for owning it. Because all fiat currencies have failed. And understand that of all these five statements that I've given you, none of them are qualitatively wrong. In fact, frankly, they're particularly wise statements that look at things from a 30,000-foot view. Thank you. And they get the big picture right, don't they? But most importantly, none of these arguments yield a clear, objective, fair value for gold. This is the stuff that manias are made of. And note that I could not emphasize this more. But I'm not saying that gold is in a mania. I've already said that no one, absolutely no one, can stick their neck out and say that gold is in a bubble. But what we may want to pay attention to is that no one can say that it isn't in one. What investment managers need to ask themselves is whether they possess knowledge and understanding of an asset that can help them create wealth in a systematically repeatable way, or are they just shooting in the dark? This is written by a young man named Shivaji Taplial, November 7th, 2011. Think about that. Think about the time that's passed by. Yeah. How much have we seen change? How much? It's crazy. I don't say that I grow tired of saying the same things. But it's trying to reach people to get them to understand. But I also understand the economics in this world today. And there's many people that are having to pass by on gold and silver just to get food on the table. When we come back, I'm going to share a very interesting little brief story with you, and then we'll move on. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Oh.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Gold finger, he's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. You feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. His lies can't disguise.
Oh, yes.
Pretty girl,
as Ulrich Goldfinger said, sitting on the patio outside of Louisville, Kentucky, before he decided to go after Fort Knox, which I'm convinced that he did take over. But that's another story. Now, we covered that last week. He sat there with a nice drink, talking to James Bond. And he had three words. Bond asked him what this was all about. Gold, Mr. Bond. When you buy gold bullion, the gold spot price is the base price of gold in its unfabricated form. And this price is important because it affects your bottom line. Now, when you're buying 1 ounce gold bars, the higher the spot price, the higher premium price that you will pay. Now, let's just take a look at this right now. And I don't pull it off my website because it's not correct. They're always pricing bid. Spot gold, as we speak, is right around $1,778 an ounce. So why can't you buy gold for that? Why can't you buy gold for, oh, $1,783? $1,790. Yeah, a lot of reasons for that. When you buy gold bars and other precious metals, the premium price includes the costs of fabrication, distribution, minor dealer fees, maybe numismatic or collector value if they're dealing with those kind of things. When you buy gold bars, you typically pay a slightly higher premium for smaller bars. But often those smaller bullion products are popular with people who have a tight budget. So if we were to go out right now and say, let's go take a look at buying a 1 ounce gold bar. And I'm throwing some approximate figures. Prices are going to be all over the place, and we'll do what we can to make it right for you in every respect that we can. Let's take a look at bars. 1 ounce gold bars. Right now, a lot of them are running in the 1857, 1858 range. That's, you know, some are 1863, 1873. I've got some down here for 1869, some at 1879. Some are a little bit lower because they're not necessarily selling them, so they want to move the product out. Those are 1 ounce bars. Here's some in the Johnson Matthey gold bars, running 1924. Well, that's quite a bit higher than the 1778, 1779 spot gold figure you gave me. Well, different costs depending on how they're manufactured. The process they have to go through to create these. We can also take a look at 1 ounce gold coins. We can look at American Eagles, which are grossly overpriced right now. But that's because there's still a demand for it. I don't give a rip if I own an American gold eagle or not. I don't feel like forking out $1,980 for one. Not when I can go look at some other stuff like Krugerrands. We can pick up Krugerrands for considerably less. Still the same amount of gold in it. Comes from a different country. There was minting Krugerrands long before we began to mint American Gold Eagles. Krugerrands right now, 1879, somewhere in that area. So the reality factor is they're over $100 higher per ounce than what spot is. There is a demand factor going on. Yeah, you get into some of the older dates and the prices go up, which is stupid. Absolutely stupid. A 2008 South African 1 ounce gold Krugerrand at $1,929 is it's not worth that kind of money. $1,929 when you could buy a random year thing for $1,879 or 2022 for $1,904. Same amount of gold, same purity, same everything. Now, we've also talked about last week, we talked about American Eagles. Okay, and specifically this one becomes interesting because I don't own 1 ounce gold pieces. There's only been a few times in my life I've owned them, and a lot of times because they came in on trade or somebody needs to sell one or two of them because they needed money. So I can start looking at 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles. I like the controllability factor of them. I like the fact that they're small. I don't have to pull out a 1 ounce gold piece to get the equivalent value of what 2 1/10 ounce gold pieces are going to buy me. Brake job, muffler, whatever the case may happen to be. And even 1/10, they jump all over the place. If you're buying just a couple of them, you could be looking at $273 a piece. But if you get a 2021, you might pay $308 a piece. Several years ago, I was introduced to a product of a Swiss minting operation. And I've talked about this often. And but don't misunderstand. Whether you want to give me a call if you're interested in buying gold, whether it's 1 ounce pieces or 1/10 ounce pieces. If you want to talk about bars, I've got access to them. Most everything I'm giving you prices on right now, I usually can beat those prices. And keep in mind, anything that you wind up purchasing through me, because of your listenership of RBN, your support of RBN, RBN is going to get a percentage of the profits on that sale. And I can promise you, as it stands right now, this broadcaster, me, Jeffrey Bennett, contributes more money to RBN than any other broadcaster on this network. There's one guy that does a three-hour program on this network almost every day. And most of his programming is all about money, 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 money. And he sends a whopping $200 a month to the network. As a rule, I can range anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 a month. There's not another broadcaster in this network that'll do that. That was my agreement with John years ago. And I maintain it. But several years ago, I began to look at a product manufactured by a company called Belcombi. They have absolutely blown me away. I am so far behind with updating that section of Sierra Madre precious metals. And it will soon go through some pretty intense updating. Once again, we are in the process right now, tonight. All of our websites are being migrated elsewhere. I'm leaving this jerk company that's been my host for the last year and a half. They've been the biggest pain in the butt of anything I've ever dealt with. So let me ask you a question. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? You remember a few years ago, this big scam called the Iraqi dinar? How many times do you want to keep buying into that stuff? Look what's happened to all the cryptocurrencies in the last couple of years that have gone under. People put tons of money into it, and then all of a sudden, the developer took the money and ran. People can't even turn them back in. So you've got to keep some things in mind. No matter what you choose to do, you've got to put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel, which is what the Iraqi dinar was all about. And we got a wide range of marvelous, marvelous products from Belcombi. There's the 1 troy ounce bar. There's a 50-gram combi bar, the 100-gram combi bar, and the one that I'm doing, these are gold sheets. They're the ideal instruments for investors seeking an expedient way to acquire gold in smaller sizes at very favorable prices. Because having precious metals and trade units is a solid way to prepare for any contingency, both for today's changing economic conditions and because of the threat of economic crisis in the future, which seems to be right around the corner. What's a combi bar, Bennett? It's a solid bar of gold that can be broken into 1 troy ounce, or I'm sorry, into one breakable little bar. The one that I'm doing the most with right now, and I've got access to all three of these, the 100-gram bar, which will break into 100 individual little pieces, clean, snap. They're not leaving dust and broken particles all over your countertop. They come in a plastic container that looks like a business card type thing. Stick it in your pocket. Literally just under 4 9s fine pure gold. It's not a credit card. But they're the size of a credit card. You can slip into your wallet, pulled out to purchase goods, just like a normal credit card. These are the Belcombi gold combi bars. And they're setting a new standard for physical gold, especially designed to be broken off easily by hand into 1 gram pieces. That's what the 50 gram and the 100 gram pieces are all about. Now, the 100 gram bar has a total net gold content of 3.215 ounces of gold. The 50 gram has 1.6075 ounces of gold. Right now, give or take a few dollars, the 100 gram piece is going to run about $6,100 per bar. Keep in mind now, that's almost 3 1/4 ounces. The 50 gram piece comes in at 1.6075 ounces. They're running at about $3,135, somewhere in that area. A couple of years ago, they came up with a new product, one that I've never even added to this page, and I'm going to do it. It's the 10 by 10. Well, it really isn't a 10 by 10. It's a 10 by 1. 10 1/10 ounce pieces of gold. Now, what's the price I gave you for 1/10 ounce American Eagles right now? We'll take a look at it again. I know. You've heard me talk about this before. Who cares? For those of you who are interested in gold, and don't discount the fact that I deal with a lot of silver, too. A lot of silver. Some of the biggest suppliers in the country can't even deliver quantity of silver until November, December. I've not had to deal with that issue. I've got a local supplier. I have to pay a little bit higher price, but guess what? We're able to deliver it right now. So let's say we went out and bought 10 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles. Gee, it sure is nice. How about for those 10 1/10 ounce pieces, you would have to fork out about $2,730. That's 1 ounce. Yes, I know it costs more to mint them. And by the time they've finished cutting them out and they've stamped them, then they got stuff left over. They got to send it out, get it remelted, get it turned into a plate again so they can start stamping again. But how about we pick up the Valcombi, the 10 by 1/10 ounce? It breaks off into 1/10 ounce bars. Each little tiny bar, 1/10 ounce bar, is clearly marked as what its purity is, what its serial number is. It's all there. But you're not going to fork out $2,729 for those 10 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles. Because you're looking at paying about $1,970 for that same number of 1/10 ounce pieces. That's a huge amount of savings, people. What is that, about $800? That's a lot. Now, if you got nothing better to do with $800, just send it to me. I'll find something to do with it. And get a couple of people to do that. I can buy another one of these bars for myself. I know it sounds crazy to you, but that's the reality. And the little description I talked to you about buying gold bullion, and the premiums we have to pay, et cetera, et cetera. The premiums jump all over the place. Supply and demand's crazy. Wasn't that long ago we were over $1,900 spot gold. Now spot gold's down to just below $1,800. The premiums are holding up. Okay? But the reality is that it's demand. 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. That is my phone number. You can text me at that number. If you've not texted me before, at least give me a first name so I know who I'm talking with. You can leave a message on the voicemail, but it may take a couple of days before I see it. You can also send me an email at KevinMoraineLTD at Cox.net. You go to the website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. All that contact information is in the right-hand column. Scroll down. Find it. I know we spent a lot of time with a so-called sales pitch tonight. It's not a sales pitch. It's truth. It's reality. Things you need to give consideration to. Once again, as I mentioned earlier, we're going through some upgrades with the websites tonight. Some may be several hours before they're completed. So if you go there and you don't see everything you're looking for, don't worry about it. The only answer is there is no answer. They'll all be up and running. You take care of yourselves till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker? We kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? Hineni, hineni, I'm ready, my lord. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the love that never came. You want it darker? We kill the flame. If you are the dealer, let me out of the game. If you are the healer, I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, mine must be the shame. You want it darker? Hineni, hineni.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.